From Washington, this is VOA News. Some progress on the Israel-Hamas ceasefire as a UN inquiry is ordered, and fighters shoot down as Malaysia flight victims fly out. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. The United States top diplomat, Secretary of State John Kerry, said today that some progress had been made in negotiating a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
President Abbas understands the road to the solution, and that's what we're working for. So we will continue to push for this ceasefire. We will continue to work with President Abbas and others in the region in order to achieve it. And I can tell you that we have, in the last 24 hours, made some progress in moving towards that goal.
Shuttling between Jerusalem and Ramallah to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders, Secretary Kerry is seeking to mediate a truce after clashes in Gaza have killed nearly 700 Palestinians and 300 Israelis in 2 weeks. The Israeli president, Shimon Peres, told Kerry that he's still hopeful for a solution. Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Council agreed in an emergency session in Geneva to investigate alleged violation during Israel's military offensive in Gaza. Ukraine says it believes Russian forces operating inside Russia shot down two of its fighter jets today. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
The claim of direct Russian involvement in the eastern Ukraine conflict came from the spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, Colonel Andrei Lysenko. He told a news conference in Kiev the fighter jets were flying more than 5,000 meters above rebel-held territory when they were shot down, far above what he says is the maximum capability of separatist anti-aircraft weapons. Ukraine and Western intelligence agencies say rebels shot down the Malaysia Airlines plane last week from a much higher altitude, but the Russian-supplied system they used was returned to Russia. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kyiv.
Dozens are believed to be dead following a crash of a Trans-Asia Airways flight in Taiwan. Authorities say 47 people are trapped in the wreckage and presumed dead on an island between the Chinese mainland and Taiwan. Meanwhile, reports say another 11 survived and may have been taken to a nearby hospital. The domestic flight was attempting to land at Magang Airport as Typhoon Matmut battered the area with heavy rains and strong winds. As we mentioned, Typhoon Matmut has made landfall in southern China. It's the second major storm to hit the country in a week. Wind gusts to 108 kilometers per hour were recorded as it swept over heavily populated Fujian province today. Matmut passed over Taiwan earlier, where it brought torrential rains and strong winds. The UN envoy in Iraq warned today that the Islamist extremist group ISIL controls about one-third of the country, and its military capabilities have been substantially increased. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
Nikolai Mladenov told the UN Security Council that the insurgent group has grown from a splinter of Al-Qaeda to become a complex threat to peace and security in Iraq, the region, and beyond.
Recruiting and using foreign fighters, engaging in murder, hostage-taking, kidnapping, gross human rights violations, all of this are reasons why the international community and the Security Council should demand, in no uncertain terms, that ISIL cease all hostilities and atrocities.
The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL as it is known, seeks to create a caliphate across parts of Iraq and Syria. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Afghan intelligence officials say Pakistan's military has made little headway in its offensive against the Haqqani network and other militant groups along the Afghan border. The National Directorate for Security spokesman Hadib Siddiqui told reporters in Kabul today that, unfortunately so far, the operation has not inflicted a serious blow on any international terrorist organization. The UN Humanitarian Office is directing $75 million in emergency aid to 11 African countries where increasing numbers are struggling with hunger and malnutrition. A UN released today said the biggest portion of $20 million will go to Somalia. Other countries include Ethiopia, Eritrea, Niger, Cameroon, and Senegal. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.